Okay, my friends. Get ready, my swashbuckling buddies. We're gonna go deep under the sea for a piratey treasure. And this time, the treasure is knowledge about our skeletal system. That's right, me hearties. Have you ever wondered what the bones in your body are called? Because we about to find out. And we gonna find out in a cute way. Are you ready? This is a great educational book, so you gotta grab a copy of it. It's called Give Me Back My Bones. It's piratey and educational. That's a win. So today's story is called Give Me Back My Bones by Kim Norman, and it's illustrated by Bob Kohler, and it's read today by Mommy and... Oh, is that what you are? It's true. He is an axolotl, and he's making the sound that axolotls make when they come up for air, because they are amphibians, and they primarily live in the water. Correct? Correct. Speaking of things that live in the water, are you ready? Let's go under the water. Here we go. A stormy night has passed here and toppled every mast here. The ocean, flowing fast here, has scattered all me bones. Aha. So we can see in the book that we are deep under the water in a pirate ship wreckage. And a big storm has come, and the skeleton of this pirate, because he was a skeleton, is a skeleton, has been blown all over the place. And now he wants to come back together again. Help me find me head bone, me pillowed on the bed bone, the pirate's flag of dread bone. I'm scouting out my skull. So he's looking for his skull. And in the picture, boom, we see it. Yeah. Right? There he is. The skull is where your brain is.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I need my gnaw bone. My chicken chomping saw bone. I'll starve without me jaw bone. I miss me mandible. The mandible is your jaw. It attaches to your skull and goes up and down when you talk. And you can hear it when you chomp your teeth together. Yeah, that's your mandible working. Collar me a collarbone, the way down where I swaller bone. A handy parrot holler bone, I claim a clavicle. Your clavicle, you can feel if you take your hand from your mouth and you go down your throat, and then boom, you'll hit these, a little bump, right? And you'll go right, you can follow it up to your shoulder. There's this like line of bone. That's your collarbone. Then we call it the clavicle. Give me back my breast bone, the center of me chest bone, the hold me, my ribs the best bone. Return my sturdy sternum. Now you can feel your sternum in the very center of your chest. It holds your ribs together. You can feel your ribs right there underneath your underneath your shoulders. And that's where you find all, it protects your lungs. Yeah, you gotta have that there. That's important. Who can spot my shoulder blade? My shrugging jacket holder blade. My shiver when I'm colder blade. Oh, scapula, come back. Now, your shoulder blades, you got two, one on each side. Where your shoulders are in the front, well, there are the bones that are in the back. You can feel them. Right. If you do the chicken dance, you can feel them working in the back. There you go. Find my upper arm bone, the shield my face from harm bone, that armpit of alarm bone. I hanker for my humerus. Aha, that's right. You've got a bone in your arm called the humerus, but it sure isn't very humorous if you wonk it. Ouch, that would hurt. Ow, 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 ow. Don't forget my forearm, those twisty, wristy chore arms. I'll jingle jangle more charms on radius and ulna. Now you've got two bones in the lower part of your arm and they work together like twins. And they are called the ulna and the radius. And you hold them together, they hold your wrist together. And they hold your arm together. Without them, you only have half an arm. It's true. And in the picture, we can see both of them. Where are they? They've gotten snagged up by a squid. And his belt, yeah.
Well, with those and his hands, he could walk.
He could.
Because he doesn't have his...
He doesn't have any legs yet. Let's see what happens. I'm grasping for some hand bones. My wave ahoy to land bones. Or dig a hole in sand bones. I miss my metacarpals. Did you know that your fingers, your hands are your metacarpals?
They are.
And still I lack me back bones, me holla heavy sack bones, me strung up in a sack bones, return my vertebrae. Now, your vertebrae runs...
It isn't a vertebrae, it's a vertebrate.
Oh, I don't know. It runs all the way up your back, and it connects down at your hips to your pelvis.
Pelvis.
That's the one. Next, I need two thigh bones, those top-o-leggy high bones, my strappin', slappin', spry bones. Next, I need two thigh bones, those top-o-leggy high bones, my strappin', slappin', spry bones. Has someone seen my femurs? That's the top part of your leg are called your femurs. Those are the big bones above your knees. I'm sunk without my swim pins, my peg leg popping slim pins, those gangplank walking shin twins called tibia and fibula. So the lower part of your leg beneath your knee, you have two bones that work together called the tibia and the fibula. And those guys are super important. So when you look at your leg, the top bone is the femur, then comes your knee, and then under that is the tibia and the fibula. Tickle out me toe bones, the piggy in a row bones, my leather booted low bones. I miss my fair phalanges. Phalanges? Those are your feet, your toes. At last, I've got my lost bones. No longer skull and crossbones. My milky ocean tossed bones. Avast! I need a ship, says the pirate. And now he's found his ship. All of his bones are back together again. And he's found his sunken pirate ship that he can go sit back on and be a sunken pirate in a sunken pirate ship. Now, cast a spyglass around here while breakers curl and pound here. There's treasure to be found here. I feel it in me bones. Hardy, hardy, har. Now, if you want to learn a bunch of big science words, let's go back over it again. There's the skull at the top, the mandible attached to that. Then comes your clavicle. Then comes your scapula in the back. And in the front, what's this guy? Do you remember? The sternum. Yeah, okay. Then your arms, the big bone is the humerus. And then the two beneath that are the ulna and the radius. And your hands are your metacarpals. Okay. Then underneath your sternum is your vertebrae going down the back. And it attaches to the pelvis. And then your legs are your femurs at the top and your
tibia and fibula at the bottom. And your toesies are your phalanges. So are your fingers, by the way. They're both phalanges. Your hands are your metacarpals. And if you're a pirate, you can have a peg leg. Yar.
Sometimes you do,
sometimes you don't. It's so true. It is so true, but you gotta know what all these different bones are.
Most pirates have earrings.
Do they? Do you think so? Sometimes. Yeah, it's possible. It is absolutely possible. But a lot of pirates have hats. And some of them have belts and boots. And some of them have spyglasses and swords. But that's the stuff for knowing your pirate stuff.
You want to know what he can do with his... You know what he can do with his sword?
What?
If he had his hands but no legs, he could use his sword and chop his leg bones back on him.
Oh, yeah. He probably could, couldn't he?
He could.
Dig him up. He could use the sword as a shovel.
Yeah, he could do like this.
Yeah. Yep. If you have hands that work, you can do quite a few things. It's true. And that, my friends, is, say it with me, the end.